Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Jason Barsky Show on WILK News Radio.
All right. You ask and you shall receive. Earlier this morning, I was talking about the Citizen's Voice article. They were talking about legalized marijuana here in Pennsylvania, and there's a stat here. Was it Franklin and Marshall? There was a poll about, do you think the use of marijuana should be legal or not? As I'm actually looking at this again, I got to be honest here. Let me see. I may have read this wrong the first time. This doesn't clearly say it was Pennsylvania, so my apologies for getting that wrong earlier. Legalizing marijuana, so this might be nationwide. I got to double check. May of 2006. 72% of people in this poll said no, they didn't want to legalize marijuana. As of this month, 2019, only 34%. So people saying no went from 72% to 34. People saying yes went from 22% to 59. On the phone right now, and let me just thank you for calling in. It's Lorene Cummings, the Lackawanna County Commissioner. Thanks for coming on.
Sure, anytime.
Before we even start, I want to thank you. You may remember this, you may not. I was doing, I think, my first ever talk show or second talk show here at WILK, like brand new, like baby out of the, you know, first day. And you called in, you did a little interview with me, and I really appreciate that.
Anytime. I'm happy to do it.
Thank you. So I had someone tell me yesterday, they said, I need to talk to you about your stance on recreational marijuana, probably medical marijuana as well. I was led to believe there was like a controversy a few weeks back. I know nothing about that, so unless you bring it up, I won't.
Okay.
I don't know what it was. I think I remember hearing about it. There was something that was said, but again, I'll just drop it right there. But why are people telling me I need to talk to you about recreational marijuana?
I don't know. I'm opposed to recreational marijuana, and I believe that the rollout of the medical marijuana program was done inappropriately. So I can expand on that if you'd like.
Absolutely. How did they do it inappropriately?
Well, now let's think about this logically. When you have an illness, you go to your doctor, right?
Yeah, right.
And he prescribes a medication. You take that prescription to the pharmacy and you fill it. Do you trust that pharmacy? Because obviously they've been trained to do the job, correct?
Yeah, I would think so.
And you get your pills filled and you go home and you take the medication. Now, the way that this is rolled out is that you go to your doctor. There's currently 21 diagnoses that are approved by the state for a doctor to recommend that you get a card from the government so that you can shop in a store where a clerk who had 4 hours training can hand you this medication for you to take.
When you say
not a script by a physician.
Okay, so this would be the equivalent of somebody say if doctors had to give you permission to drink alcohol, they'd say, yeah, you could buy alcohol, and then you'd go to a liquor store or a beer distributor and they'd tell you what they think you should drink.
Exactly.
Okay. When you say they have only 4 hours of training, is that based off of like a state minimum or is that just like you're speculating?
State minimum.
That's all.
Now, they say that there's a pharmacist on staff, but you don't go to your pharmacist to give you a medication to take for yourself when you're sick. You go to your doctor. Pharmacists, as far as I know, legally allowed to write a prescription for a diagnosis. So I'm not sure what the basis was that for. Maybe it was to make people feel a little bit more comfortable about taking this drug from someone who only had 4 hours training. I guess that's what that was about. But that's my concern. I'm a nurse. I look at things in a different way than other people do. So that's why, and the reason that it's done that way is because it's illegal at the federal level. It's a Schedule I drug. It's a Schedule I drug by the federal government. It's illegal.
It's
because there has not been enough testing done to prove or disprove it's efficacy or safety. Period. That's the bottom line.
But I'll be honest. I'll bet I could find, if I wanted to, I could find studies saying you're wrong, and we could both find our own studies.
Sure. But they'd be anecdotal studies. They're not done by the federal government.
I would like to say I have evidence to agree or disagree. I'm just going to take that and go with it. I will say this, though. There are situations where you go to your doctor and the doctor says to you, I think you're sick, but there's nothing I can do. You go, then he said, you know, keep yourself comfortable. A lot of times people who are using, you know, medical marijuana have pain and such. So they might go to their pharmacist and say, hey, I'm looking at all this over-the-counter medicine here. What would you recommend would be good for this back pain? And they say, oh, here's Advil. So there are situations where the doctor isn't telling you specifically what to take. And I kind of, personally, I would equate it to that.
Well, that's fine. So all those drugs that are sold in the pharmacy have been approved by the FDA. Marijuana has not.
What is, and I'm not asking this to be, there's no way I can ask this without it sounding snarky, but I truly don't mean it that way.
That's like, okay. That's
as a nurse, and I think I know what your answer is going to be, but I'm just going to let you answer it. What is the worst thing you've seen as from someone who came in smoking marijuana?
As a nurse, I've seen it where their heart rate has gone from, you know, whatever it normally would be, up until the 130 beats per minute. Okay. It has cardiotoxicity effects. And that's why you'll hear side effects from marijuana are anxiety. They call it, they have an anxiety attack.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not having an anxiety attack. What's happening is their heart rate is going so fast that they're equating it to an anxiety attack. And they feel like they can't breathe. Their heart is racing, which it is. And they get panicked. They get panic attacks. And because of the side effects of the marijuana. So that's why they're having that feeling.
I was sure you were going to say, I've seen people come in dead who were high and got in accidents, and I'm happy I was wrong.
No, I cannot say that.
What I can say
is I've seen reports on marijuana-related deaths that nobody is discussing. And, you know, I believe that you have to be educated on both sides of the issue, not just one. And I don't believe public opinion should be the reason that something is passed recreationally when it could potentially harm children and adults alike.
I get that. I think public opinion, it sways everything, though. You know that. And I don't know. I'll tell you this. And I'll tell you one personal story. I always say I have tried marijuana like 3 times, but one of those 3 times was in massive excess because I honestly got taken advantage of by some, what I call professional pot smokers. This is many years ago. But boy, apparently when you smoke marijuana, you're only supposed to take a hit or two. They convinced me to keep going and going like the Energizer Bunny. And before I knew it, I probably did 20 of them. I don't know. And if I didn't overdose that day, I don't think it's possible I ever could. So I have that personal experience. Now, that's just a one-off, a really crazy night of one-off, and I never did it again after that. So I don't
know. Well, I'm happy to hear that, but you're talking about now what I had discussed is, you know, did you know that candy cigarettes are banned in the United States?
A little ridiculous, but yes, I did know that.
Okay. So now they're selling these things. They're you know, CBD gummy bears, okay?
I was going to ask you about the CBD products, sure.
Yeah, apparently they don't have any effects of the THC, but they do have 2 to 7% of THC within them. So they're selling these in the stores. I equate that to candy cigarettes, how it shows that it's not, you know, they're trying to market to children. I don't think that they should be doing that. And that's just trying to normalize it for our children's sake so that they, you know, are normalizing marijuana use. And that's where we get into this problem of advertising to children, even though it's not approved medically, I believe, for anyone under 21 years of age.
I agreed with you, but I'm thinking about this. After you said about candy cigarettes being banned, I don't think they're banned. Because I remember seeing them in certain stores that sell like retro candies and stuff like that. And I just pulled up Amazon. It's crazy. I could have candy cigarettes in my mailbox by tomorrow, by 3 o'clock.
I don't believe they can sell them in the stores, but maybe they changed the regulations on it.
It's like the Joe Camel thing. Like, oh, it's a cartoon. It's going to make kids smoke. I don't know camels all that well, but they've never convinced me to do anything in life. But I understand the concern why people say what they say about that stuff. So I'm guessing candy cigarettes we can continue to buy. I'd rather my kid take those up than real cigarettes.
Well, of course, but
sure.
What I'm trying to prove, what I'm trying to talk about is the marketing of this product. And
sure.
And you're saying that the public is saying yes now on a study,
yeah.
Which I didn't look at that study, so I would have to see the poll. But, you know, this is the attempt to normalize it. They did it with alcohol. They did it with cigarettes. They did it with opioids. And look where that got us.
Yeah, that's not a good situation at all.
My concern is, why are we adding yet another drug to the public when we already have a crisis in three other areas and we've seen the effects?
I think from what I've read and people I've talked to, I think it's because this would be, you know, I know you've said you've seen a situation or two, but I think it's a far less lethal way for people to deal with some of the pains they may be dealing with.
But that's not proven. That's the problem. And there are reports, you know, I read a report at our meeting in regards to a Hillsdale College infamous publication by Alex Berenson, and his wife is Jackie Berenson, who's a psychiatrist. This gentleman wrote an article at Southeast Missourian, and you can look this up. It's www.semisourian.com.
I'm sorry, what was the website again?
Martin.
What was it, the website again?
Semisourian, SemiSourian.com. And he's talking about the article in the Hillsdale College Infamous published by Alex Berenson, whose wife was a psychiatrist, Jackie Berenson, working at a hospital in New York, who said that 300 patients were lifelong marijuana smokers. And all of them, every one of them were in there, and this was their history. But what he writes in this article is facts, and one of them was that THC has been shown to work on a few narrow conditions. For pain relief, ibuprofen is far superior. In fact, the most recent study showed cannabis associated with greater pain over time. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this needs to be an approved drug, an FDA or DEA approved. If they change it to a Schedule 2 and had the ability to study it before it was released, I would have felt much better about it, but they didn't. And the way they released this was doing it at the state level, where the federal government can come in and shut them down any day they want.
They choose not to, though, usually. I was going to ask, how long did they do this Semisourian study? How long did that last?
This is an article.
It was an article. But was it about one study, though? You said one guy studied one family. Is that right? I want to make sure I heard that right, because...
No, I'm just reading the facts he wrote in his report.
Oh, okay, gotcha. But it was one report. Keeping it at a Schedule 1 right now, is there anything that could change your mind?
In regards to recreational?
Yeah.
No, because it's, I've seen the reports on it. I have seen how there are related deaths to it. There are people out there. I can give you the articles on that one as well. I talked about one at www.clearalliance.org, and their pictures are there. These are real people that have had horrible effects from marijuana. They list, 6 people who have either, they died. They have overdoses on here, and they have people who had such bad side effects that jumped to their death.
I'm actually running out of time for this segment. I wanted to say, look, I appreciate you sharing your opinions. My take on this, I've always felt like, I don't really care. If you want to make recreational marijuana legal, I'm fine with it. I probably still wouldn't smoke it. There's a chance I might try it, but it's interesting, though, when I ask, what could change your opinion? I know you say nothing. What I've experienced is, when I say older, I'll say people 60 plus who grew up smoking marijuana and want to have the ability to do it again easily without going through a drug dealer. If people start coming to you, would you listen to constituents, or would you rather just say, no, I'm putting my foot down, and if you don't like it and you vote me out because of it, so be it. I'm going to stick by my beliefs. If there was like a public, like a groundswell of support for this, which I don't know that there will be, would that make you rethink and go, oh, maybe I'm in the minority here? You just
on recreational? No,
okay.
I wouldn't change in recreational. Medical marijuana is different.
Okay.
If the studies came out to show, I know they have some medications out there that do help cancer victims and HIV patients with nausea and vomiting. And it's Marinol. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. But that's a different story. But recreational, we don't need another drug out there on the streets that's going to affect our children. And I mean, especially when they're putting it in food with the gummy bears really scares me. I don't like that.
I don't know why you have to improve gummy bears. They're kind of perfect as is.
Yeah. I mean, that's just marketing to kids. And and they make these kits at their house with the, you know, I mean, your kids, they see a gummy bear sitting on the table and they eat it at somebody's house that, you know, didn't realize that it was out. It's just too... I wouldn't want that to happen.
I would think that there needs to be a certain responsibility that I think people would have to have. You can't just leave your, like, you know, if you shoot insulin, you can't just leave your syringes sitting around. You probably shouldn't leave your gummy bears either. But they look adorable. Hey, real quick, we could agree to disagree. I respect the fact that you say you're going to stick with your guns, even if people were like, no, we want this. It's a tough spot you're in when the public starts to turn on an issue like this, and you're going, wait a second, but this is how I feel. So I get that. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. How did you hear? Who contacted you? Did someone specifically go, hey, that guy was saying she should come on?
I heard you on the radio.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I just got a shout out to Kat. I love her. She's great.
Yeah, Kat's fun.
But if I could just say one other thing.
Sure.
I would appreciate the fact that, and I appreciate your conversation with me because... that's what we need is a discussion. What we don't need is an attack because of someone's opinion. And that I don't believe should be happening in our country today where you're physically or verbally attacked for a position that you hold. I don't believe that should happen. I think you should be able to hear both sides of the story without having to worry about the attacks that come at you.
Look at the things we agree on. I agree with you 100% there.
Thank you.
So, hey, Lorene, thanks for coming on with me. Appreciate it, okay?
Anytime.
All right, thanks. Lorene Cummings, she is the Lackawanna County Commissioner. All right, look, you can agree with her, you can disagree. I know people have very strong opinions about her. I give her credit, though, again, for coming on. That was awesome. Just hearing about it, saying I'll call in. Thank you. We're going to take a break, though. If you guys want to respond to any of that, do you think she's on the money with this, or do you think she should evolve her positions? 570-883-0098. Your call's coming up next. It's WILK News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.